sabrosura pa ti que.
Hello everyone, this is Pam, de Cafe con Pam, the bilingual podcast that features Latine and people of the global majority who break barriers, change lives, and make this world a better place. Welcome to episode 340 of Cafe con Pam. Ivana, today we're going to finish, this is part two of systems, building your system. So today is all about creating the system. Last week, we talked about what is a system, why I think systems are important, and we even took some time to explore where you are in your life so you could come here today and build a system that you need for your top three priorities. Now, if you didn't listen to episode 339, I invite you to pause this one and go back to 339, check it out, and then return. You're back? All right. Let's take a look at your three priorities, and then let's go through the following. We're going to go through three steps. We're going to define the process. We're going to find the resources to support the process, and then we're going to build a system with your resources and your process to make sure your priority actually happens. And we're going to call this the 5-5-5 because it involves five questions three times. Okay, let's build the process first. First fives. We're going to build the process. Number one, we're going to define success. What would make this priority true? And this is something that you decide. You define it. Whatever that looks like for you, that is true that you improve this. So if you were at a three and you want to make it to a six, then what would make it true? Define that. Number two, you want to ask yourself, what is working and what is not working? Because only understanding what we have done and what we have done that actually didn't work is that can get us to finding a place of where to move forward. Number three, you want to ask yourself, what am I willing to do to make success come true? What does that mean? Well, literally, what are you willing to do? Is this something that is important enough to you that you're willing to make it happen? And sometimes it isn't. And if it's not, then you go back and you find a different priority. Maybe this is something that needs to wait based on the questions that we asked last week. Totally fine. La pregunta que sigue, what do you need to make sure you take action? What is it that you need? Then what we want to do, we are going to map the steps to get you there. The invitation is for you to use mind maps, to create a list, to use sticky notes, flow charts, a billboard, whatever it is that works for you. However your brainstorming is the easiest. Sometimes it works that you could start from success to present. And so basically, we start at the end and then we move backwards to where we are. That can help you to find the steps a little bit better. So if success is true here, then what do we need to do to get to 95% of that? What do we need to do to get to 80% of that? And so on and so forth to where we are in this moment. Some brains can totally do that, no problem. If you're like, what are you talking about? Then just list the steps however they come to you. Once you've done that, we're going to now go into the next five, second five questions. And this is coming from allocating resources. So now we're going to ask ourselves the five resources that we may need to build our system. Number one, financial resources. Do we need any potential money? Ideally, no, because a system is virtually something you can build a system with things that you already have. So ideally, no. Now, sometimes a system that you may be building could be a savings. You know, you may want to save to buy a car or whatever. Well, then your financial resource, that's where it may come in. Physical resources. Do you need to move? Do you need some physical resources from yourself or from another human that may be useful and beneficial for this? Yes, no, maybe so. Number three, environmental resources. So I am a true believer that your environment actually dictates a lot in how you feel. And so how do you need your environment to be so that you can actually make this happen? Technology resources. So I am a technology early adopter. I am constantly buying tools and software that can virtually make my life better. Some of them are great, some of them are not. I'm an early adopter though, so I know that I can probably tell you about all the software available that is new. Some of it may work or not. And, you know, there's various pieces of technology. Technology could be your phone. Technology could be your notes app. Whatever it is that works for you. And number five, coping tools. This is important because as we are building our system, as we are committing to making our priority a priority, there's going to be days that things are going to be hard. There's going to be days when you don't want to do it. There's going to be days when it's just hard. As simple as that, when the world's falling apart, whatever it is. So what tools can you bring? Where is your toolbox? And how could you identify what's going to get you through it when the time comes? And now coping tools are not always when you're down. Also, coping tools could be when you're up. So what happens when you're really excited because you had a win? What happens when you actually checked on your system and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm actually making progress. This is really exciting. That could also be a little bit dysregulating. So your coping tools could be for every single part of your emotions, every emotion in the spectrum, good, bad, all of them. Important to have tools to support us and to support our nervous system. And last five questions. Let's build a system. One, what is the tool I'm using to contain the process? A tool is a resource. And so it could be technology. Your technology could be a notebook. It's whatever tool works for you. Number two, when are you going to monitor progress? When in time? When in your week? When in your day are you going to say, okay, where am I? And it could be once a month. You decide. You decide. Three, how do I know I'm making progress? So this is where we want to have some sort of metric of measurement. It could be literally, since we're using the life wheel, it could be the 1 to 10 or the 0 to 10. So you may know if you're making progress, if you check in with yourself and you're like, okay, how am I feeling? I was at a 3. Am I feeling at a 6? Then you're making progress. Or am I feeling at a 3.5? Then you're making progress. You define that. And maybe if it's something a little bit more tangible. So let's say that your priority is working on your wealth and finances, because that's a very easy to exemplify. It's tangible. So if you're working on your wealth and finances, maybe success for you is having $1,000 savings, having $50,000 savings, whatever the number is for you. How do you know you're making progress? Where this is where you can say, all right, success is going to be when I get to this number, $100. I'm making progress if I have $2. I'm making progress if I have $3. I'm making progress if I have $6. So you could say here, how do I know I'm making progress is if the number is higher from where you started. And you define that. Now, I invite you to be realistic, but also make it a little bit challenging to where you're like, ooh, we need to actually echarle ganas, you know? Next question, what is the commitment you have on this? So the commitment is, this question's a little bit later. So the commitment, are you fully committed? Do you want to do it? Are you connected to the ultimate goal? Is this realistic for you to make it happen? And do you believe you can do it? What is the commitment you have in this priority? And number five, who can hold you accountable? Who can hold me accountable? The accountability piece, you know, I've been talking about accountability for a long, long time. I think it's really important. It's been studied various times. Accountability is key to achieving any type of objective. And accountability doesn't always have to happen with another human, though it helps tremendously. But you can have a system hold you accountable. You can have your calendar hold you accountable. Those are the 5, 5, 5. So we went through the first five questions are for the process. We defined the process. The next five questions, we allocated the resources. And the last five questions, we built the system. So we created the system. Now, I believe if you give yourself the time and space to follow these steps, you could virtually build a system for anything you want to make progress on. Virtually. You know, I know I'm going to get some emails like, oh, well, I followed the process and I couldn't do it. Okay. Most of you. I want to give you an example. I wanted to start tracking my goals. I wanted to have a system of tracking goals, marketing activities, and finances. And so I built a system called Money Monday. For the past 2 or 3 years, I have deliberately built spaciousness on Mondays and on Fridays. On Mondays, I start my client calls after 12, and on Fridays, I end my days around noon. Is it always perfect? No, it's not. Do I strive to get to that place? Always. Once I built that spaciousness, I built the process of what I wanted to track. Why I wanted to track it, I asked myself, and then I also defined success. In the case of Money Monday, success for me is if I have followed the process 80%. So success means if I got to 80%, I made it happen. So what does that mean in more specific terms? The year has 52 weeks. I do Money Monday on Mondays. And so the 80% of 52 is 41. Let's say 40 for vacation and holidays and whatever. So I must have 40 to 41 weeks completed at the end of the year in order for me to consider Money Monday a success. There's been a year where I absolutely failed. I had like 20%, but you know what? I was like, what is happening here? How could I make sure that the system is actually robust enough to where I can sit down and make it happen? So I rebuilt the system in the tool that I use that I'll share. And this time around, I knew what I wanted. I knew what I didn't want. I asked myself those questions and I built a system that actually has worked really well. So for me, for my Money Monday system, the resources I used were time. It happens every Monday in the mornings. Environment. I typically do it with my first cup of coffee. I sit down, I open the windows, I make sure everything is great and ready. And my week is actually planned and my day is planned. And Money Monday is at the top of my list. Technology. For me, I use a tool called Notion. My whole life is in Notion. My business is in Notion. Everything is in Notion. And so that's the technology that I'm using. I also use my calendar, my digital calendar, and my analog calendar, my daily to-do list. So I have various tools because I'm just a little obsessive about this, about tracking and systems. But it really does help me. You don't have to be so excessive as long as you have something that supports you. And my coping tools, of course, I type about it when I don't want to do it. I have found myself many, many Mondays, literally being like, oh, I don't want to do Money Monday because it requires tracking numbers. It requires, you know, reconciling accounts. It requires some months. If it's the beginning of the month, then I reconcile my past month. If it's the beginning of the month, then that's Money Monday is part of my spending plan for the month. And so there are some Mondays that require a lot more work than others. And so this is when I bring in my coping tools and I'm like, oh. I also, part of my coping tools is when I have completed every Monday of the month, super fun to be like, yay. And then it makes the overall, like the end of month activities much easier. And so the overall system for Money Monday for me is my calendar remind me to begin Money Monday at 9 a.m. Then I hop on Discord in our co-working space and I share I'm doing Money Monday, regardless of who's on there. And I know many who are part of the Monday's Pass, they know that sometimes I'll be there by myself and talking to myself. It sounds like I'm talking to myself, but this is a way for me to hold myself accountable. And then somebody else joins and they're like, oh, Pam is working on putting Money Monday. All right. I follow the steps then that's on my Notion template for Money Monday. I log my Money Monday complete once I've done it, and then it's done. I don't have to think about where to go. I don't have to think about the steps I need to take because every part of the process is inside the system. At this point, my Money Monday system is solid. I don't have to do much to it. I don't have to tweak it at all. And I do it most Mondays, unless I'm traveling or unless, and sometimes if I'm traveling on Monday, I do it on Tuesday. I've done it because it's so much easier. It makes my life so much easier. And if you remember last week's episode where I talk about efficiency, having a system truly has made me more efficient. And since part of my Monday Monday is to categorize transactions and reconcile accounts, and it includes a lot of the money activities that happen as a business owner, at the end of the quarter when I have to do quarterly taxes, at the end of the year when I have to do my annual taxes, my books are pretty okay. And I've actually my whole years in business, I've not needed a bookkeeper because I have made it a habit and part of a system to go into my accounts and make sure that they are working. Now, don't ask me about my personal. Now it's your turn. I invite you to build your system, to build one system. Start with a process, gather your resources, refine the system, refine, refine, refine. It took me a year to get my Money Monday right. So don't give up on your systems. Acknowledge that just like humans, just like the humans we are, your life systems are also a work in progress. They can always be shifted. They can always change. They can always be adjusted. Okay. All right. I hope you have the tools to build your own system. I invite you to tag me. Let me know how this went. Let me know how you feel about this, if this was supportive. Let me know if you want a template. I might build you one. I don't know. Depends on the responses. And that's it for me. Make sure you follow Cafe con Pan Podcast on all the platforms where you listen to podcasts. If this is your first time, definitely subscribe and follow so you can get notified next time we drop a new episode. And you can also drop some stars if you feel called to. A review. Also, they're very, very much appreciated. They are the best way for you to freely support the show, because it's a lot of work to create this. A lot of time goes into me getting behind this microphone and recording with you. And so I appreciate your thoughts and your taggings and your reseñas and your reviews. Thank you so, so much. If you want to, let's stay connected. I would love to stay connected with you. If you want to screenshot and tag me at Cafe con Pan Podcast, this is where we can stay connected on the socials, Instagram and Facebook, on TikTok at Cafe con Pan Pod. And check out the Money's Pass. CafeConPan.com is how we can hang out, work together, tap about it, be more efficiently productive with supportive systems to help your life be much better. Listeners, last episode of the year. Thank you for being here one more year. I'm so grateful for you. Happy 2024. I hope 2023 was gentle. And may 2024 be filled with care and gentleness and tenderness for the world and for you and for everyone. Y bueno, como siempre, stay shining.